Now we're going live to Roisin's kitchen. Good afternoon, Roisin.
Hey Ray, how's it going?
Good to talk to you.
You too.
Is it nice being in your own house and talking on national radio?
It's very strange. Very good, but I don't know how we're doing it, but we're doing it, and that's all that matters. Yeah.
Well, listen, you did loads of things during lockdown from your house, didn't you? I saw you on loads of different things.
Yeah, we tried to, you know, keep busy and do a few gigs here and there online, but it, you know, it gets tough after a while. All just on the screens, but I'm dying to get back to do actual gigs now.
And smell the sweat of the audience, all that.
Big time. Feel the sweat on my face.
Yeah. I was just, and like, I'm a sort of a half fan of the Eurovision, but this year there was something special about it. And I think it's because there was a live audience and we were watching it live, and there were people cheering and waving flags and doing what audiences should be doing. But you also were involved in a lot of videos, weren't you? Those Women in Harmony, was it?
Yeah. Did the Irish Women in Harmony, that was amazing. Yes. We got such a brilliant response from that, you know. It was great. Great to do it.
Yeah, yeah. And there were other things as well. Did you do something for RTÉ's Comic Relief? Were you involved in any of that?
I was. Yes. I did some, Women Together. I also did, with a load of my friends, we did Real Heroes for the frontline workers and things like that. Yeah. Jeez, it's a lot now. I can't believe the year that's gone by. It's crazy.
But you've been very productive, have you?
I have, yeah. You know, I think the last time we were on, I was here as Thanks Brother. And after lockdown, you know, that changed. Everything changed, and decided to go back to Roisin. Started writing songs that were very Roisin songs, you know. So I felt like I had to do them and I had to bring them out. So, yeah, here I am.
And, do you know, with the brother Danny, do you swap ideas? Would you write a song and you say that it'd suit the Cronas better than it'd suit me and give it to him, or give him a few lines or give him a chorus or a verse? Or does it work like that?
Definitely. Actually, when I wrote my last single, Heart and Bones, that I'm going to sing now, that was actually supposed to be a Corona song, but I went off and wrote the top line and was like, sang it for Danny one morning, and it just turned into a Roisin song and he loved it. You know, he just gave me a few chords and was like, yeah, this could be a Corona song. Then I stole it and made it my own. So yeah, no, we do that a lot, but it's been great. And actually since Christmas, I've been locked down in Dingle, mainly with Danny and our dogs, and we've been just writing songs and going on walks. It's actually, we've been really, really lucky to get West Kerry's best
place
to be.
If you're going to be locked down anywhere in the world,
Big time.
West Kerry is the place to be. Okay, so we have the technology. You're not literally in your kitchen, but you can see your kitchen.
I can. I'm looking at it right now.
Gosh, okay. So which room in the house are you in?
We're in like the living room that's looking out on the garden, a lovely rainy garden at the moment.
Yeah, yeah. And is there a sofa there?
There's a sofa. My manager brought in some balloons because we're celebrating our launch of our new single today. Big balloons.
Which you're going to sing for us after 4 o'clock, which is great.
I am, yeah.
What colour is the couch? I'd just like to get a sense of where you are.
It's a beige couch. There's wooden floors. It's a white paint. One wall is blue. It's a lot of woods and beiges with a bit of blue and yellow.
Okay, you know? Right. I can see it now. I can visualise it.
Glad,
right. So Heart and Bones is what you're going to sing for us today.
Yeah.
Who's with you?
With me is Keane McSweeney, who's going to be playing a bit of sax with us later, because he's the one who wrote 2023 with me. And on keys with me at the moment is Dec Quinn.
Okay, yeah. Whenever you're ready, Roisin, Heart and Bones.
Here we go.
I've tried to sit down and write this song out.
That's lovely. Yeah, that's lovely, Roisin. And you sound particularly, I think people sound different coming from their own houses. There is something about it. Just listening to you from Nashville, says Tom Kenny. God, Roisin sounds amazing here. I'm in downtown Nashville. And she has a gorgeous voice, says Dylan and Skerries. As if he's just noticed you there. It's a gorgeous voice. And you're going to stay on and perform your new single, 2023.
Today,
yes, at about 20 past 4. Is that okay?
Perfect.
Right, great. For the moment, Dec and Roisin and Keane, thank you very much. Thank you. That sounded great. Mesmerising, says Claire, about Roisin's performance. And Aileen says, on the rain and me getting wet, why did you get wet? Do you not have wet gear? It's so weird in Ireland, not many have wet gear. And with our weather, it's, sure, we'll be grand, we always say. Well, yeah, I do have wet gear, Aileen, but you know, some days you set off and at lunchtime the sun is shining and you don't think you'll need it. And then by 5 o'clock when you're going home, it's, you know, do you know what it is? Yeah, it's cats and dogs. So that's the reason. Sorry about that. 5 on 5, 5 on, Ray at RTE.ie. Róisín O. Hello, Róisín.
How are you, Ray? How's it going?
Yeah, there was a bit of sort of tenterhooks there.
We had a panic, I'm not going to lie, but yeah. We're here, we're back on the air, and that's brilliant. All that matters.
Yes, and I'm delighted you are. We did a lovely reaction to you. I read some of them out already. More of them here. Amazing performance from Róisín O. What a voice, says Paula in Raheny. Wasn't Róisín O stunning, Ray? Reminds me of Tori Amos crossed with Kate Bush. Absolutely brilliant.
I love that description.
That's a nice one, isn't it?
I love that, Ray. Yeah.
Yeah. And then Jer says, I remember helping Róisín learn how to rollerblade in Tymon Park while her brother Danny, now the Corona's lead singer, played a GAA schoolboys match with my son Killian many years ago. That's Jer.
That sounds like it could have happened, yeah.
Now, here's the big question. Here's the big question. And you've probably thought about it this week and people have asked you. Do you know what it is? Do you know what it pertains to?
I don't know. Gigs? Yeah.
No.
No.
Would Róisín O do the Eurovision next year?
Oh. I didn't know what you were going to say. The Eurovision would be great crack. If I got asked, I'd definitely think about it. You know? There you go.
Well, look, I know the man in charge, if he's still in charge next year. Yeah, and I'm going to say that to him that you said yes.
Tell him, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
You're going to sing your new single for us, 2023, yes. The year after next.
Go.
Yes, great.
Cheers, Ray. Thanks.
Róisín O, new single 2023 in the company of Keane and Declan. Róisín, thank you very much for doing our kitchen session. Thank you. Have a great weekend.
Thanks,
see you. Bye. Bye.
Us.
Bye. That's it from us. And more live music on Monday in the company of the great Christy Moore. Cormac and Sarah on the way. Sorry we're a bit late. Have a great weekend. Whatever you're doing, do it safely.
It's the Ray D'Arcy Show on RTE Radio 1.